28, please take note. It's somehow a special seminar here in GCF Nuvali because we have invited guest speaker. So please be here on April 28. We will talk about the end times. I'm sure you are all interested about the end times. It's a very interesting topic. So please join us on April 28, also at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. up to 5 p.m., but it has a registration fee. The registration fee is 150 pesos. So please be here on April 28, and if you haven't yet signed up, please do sign up for our pre-registration, especially for April 28. Now, perhaps all of you know who Solomon is, or you have encountered the story of King Solomon, the son of King David. When God asked him, or said to him, ask for whatever you want me to give you. That's in 2 Chronicles. That is what the Lord has asked Solomon. Ask me of anything that you want me to give to you. If the Lord will ask us, ano kaya sasagutin natin? Sabi mo, tanungin mo, ano, hingin mo sa akin lahat ano yung gusto mo. Ano kaya yung sasabihin natin? Ano kaya yung isasagot natin? Okay? Surprisingly, for Solomon, he did not ask for riches, but rather he asked for wisdom and knowledge, especially on how he will rule the kingdom of Israel. And the Lord has granted his request, and indeed the Lord has given Solomon wisdom. So when Solomon walked in the wisdom of God, what happened? There's peace in Israel. But sadly, when he started to deviate from the wisdom of God, the end result is disorder. There was chaos in Jerusalem, or in Israel. We call it the divided kingdom. After King Solomon, there was this what we call the northern kingdom of Israel, and then the southern kingdom of Israel. So if we are going to reflect on that, how's your life right now? Are you walking in the wisdom of God? Try to reflect your life. Is your life peaceful, full of righteousness, justice, and peace? Or you are experiencing a chaotic life right now, full of chaos. Magulo yung buhay natin. How's your life right now? The good news, my friend, is that the Word of God is saying to us, how are we going to have a righteous and peaceful life? And that is how? By conforming our lifestyle to the wisdom of God. We need the wisdom of God, and we need to walk by it in the wisdom of God. May I invite all of you to please rise and open your Bibles to James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. The Word of God says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. May the Lord be praised for the reading of his word. Let us have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this morning. You have given us this opportunity to study your word. So Lord, may your Holy Spirit move mightily in our midst this morning. Lord, touch each person here in a special way. Minister to us, Lord God, through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Here's what we will do this morning. I will just show you a wise person, or the characteristics of a wise person, and then the characteristics of the unwise, or we call it foolish person. And here's the summary. I got this from Charles Swindle, and here's the summary. The sign of a wise person, you can see that when through his good conduct, and good deeds. And exact, of course, the opposite, it's full of jealousy and selfish ambition. And here's the characteristics of a wise person. And I want us to reflect, okay, as we are going along in this sermon, I want us to reflect our life. Okay? And here's the characteristics of a wise person. First, the Word of God says pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, or open to reason, merciful, good fruits, good works, impartial, and sincere. On the other hand, it's arrogant, dishonest, worldly. And the Word of God says demonic. Okay, that's the character of a foolish person. And the result in the life of a wise person, righteousness and peace. While on the other hand, it's disorder and full of vile practices or disgusting deeds. So let's first discuss the wise believer or a wise person. James said, who is wise and understanding among you? It's a rhetorical question. Of course, if this is the question, all of us will raise our hands. It's like asking, who wants to be a millionaire? Do you know that game? Who wants to be a millionaire? Siyempre, gusto nila lahat manalo dun. So yan din naman yung sagot dyan. It's a rhetorical question. And then James said, how are you going to know that you are a wise person? The means, that's the word by. It's a very important, although it's a small word, but it's a very important word. Okay, the means by which we can know if we are wise, how are we going to express it? By good conduct. Let him show it through his works. Through his good works. The word conduct there, by his good conduct, the word conduct means behavior or lifestyle, way of life. So this is not just a one-time event in the life of a person that you can show that you are a wise person. That you will just do one thing, one good deeds, and that's it. You're already wise, no? James saying, this is a way of life. Yung pamumuhay mo. Okay? It's how you will show it by your conduct through good works. He said, it will be displayed through good works. And not only in works, what is the manner by which we will express these good works? He said, in the meekness of wisdom. The word meekness there, or humility, it means the quality of not being overly impressed by a sense of one's self-importance. Meaning, what is the significance of the word meekness when it comes to our works? It means that our good works here is not to impress people, but only to express that indeed we are living in the wisdom of God. We're not here to impress people, but we're here, when it comes to our good works, we are here to express that indeed we have the wisdom of God. And in connection with meekness or humility, Thomas Leia said, humility refers to a submissive spirit opposed to arrogance and self-seeking. The person with humility is not a doormat for the desires of others, but controls and overpowers the natural human tendency to be arrogant and self-assertive. Yun po tayo eh. Yun yung ano natin, normal thing natin. We're arrogant and self-assertive. But the Word of God is encouraging us, no, that should not be the case. You say you are wise, then show it by your good works in humility, in the meekness of wisdom. Now, what is the word wisdom here? The word wisdom here, it means wisdom that God imparts to those who are close to Him. In other words, wisdom here, it means, according to Douglas Moo, true wisdom comes not through intellectual effort, but it is a gift of God. Okay? Wisdom here is a gift of God. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it says here, for the Lord gives wisdom, so it's a gift from God. It is the Lord who gives wisdom. For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. In other words, the Jewish believers, okay, remember James is writing to those Jewish who were displaced during their time, and it is not only true for the Jewish believers, it is also true for us that we should express the wisdom that God imparts to us. How? Through our good works in humbleness or in the meekness of wisdom. Now, aside from humility, let's look at the characteristics of this wisdom, the wisdom of God. Let's look at verse 17. It says there, but the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. Now, if we will apply the wisdom from God, if we will walk in the wisdom of God, then our life, our character will be changed for the better. Okay? Now, it says they're pure. The first in the order of importance is pure. It means holy, innocent. And this pertains to the purity of our motive. Therefore, our action is also pure. If we have a pure motive, our heart is pure, then our action is also pure. And on this note, Charles Swindoll said, purity of thought and deed helps us to see God working in our lives in all of our circumstances. Remember what Jesus said. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They will see God. Church, this is a good practice, okay? It's always good that for us to be always sensitive to God's working in our lives. Because if we are pure, definitely we will always see God working in our lives, even though we are experiencing difficulties in life. We can see that still, the Lord is at work in our lives. Just recently, I had my gout attack. Diba? Totoo po yung ginagout na ako, so hindi ko na kailangan itago pa yung edad ko, yung age ko. Diba? So just and then I'm just asking, Lord, bakit naman merong ganito? Kung kailang malapit na mag-Sunday, usually kasi 3 days yan, Friday night doon umatake. Ay, hindi naman galing kay Lord yon, but I know it's dahil sa kagagawan ko yon, kaya merong gout attack, but still God is at work because He is just reminding me that I should not be eating yung mga dapat na iwasan. Hindi ko na dapat kinakain yung dapat kung hindi dapat kainin. Dahil kinain ko, ayun yung reminder ni Lord sa akin. Iyan ang mangyayari sa'yo. So still, God is at work. So we need to see Him. If we are walking in the wisdom of God, then we will see God is always at work in our lives. Next is peaceable. The word peaceable here, it means being conducive to a harmonious relationship. Now, if you are peaceful, if people in your surrounding, if you're, here's the question, does people around you see you as a peaceful person? Meaning not quick-tempered, hindi mainitin ang ulo, not quick-tempered, not quarrelsome, because no one wants to be with a quarrelsome person. Gusto mo ba yon? Na yung katabi mo, lagi ka nalang ina-argue, lagi nalang nakikipag-away. Wala naman, di ba? So if we are walking in the wisdom of God, then we will be peaceable. So can you look the person beside you? Peaceable ba yan? Let's reflect our life, okay? If you say that you are wise, you are walking in the wisdom of God, then you are not quick-tempered. You are not quarrelsome. Remember, again, James is just reminding his audience of what Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Next on the list is gentle. If you are walking in the wisdom of God, then you should be gentle, meaning yielding, kind, courteous, tolerant, a person who does not insist on his own rights. And on this note, I like what Charles Swindoll has said in his book, Living Insights. He said, it describes a person who surrenders his rights for a higher ideal. In our day, this is also not true for us, in our day, when people feel their rights have been violated, what are we going to do? They strike out with a lawsuit over the most insignificant offenses. That's the world's wisdom. Petty, contentious, selfish, bitter. But with God's wisdom, we meet petty infractions of our rights with a different kind of ethic. And what is that? This is what Jesus said. Whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. This is what Jesus has said to his disciples. Are you gentle? Do you insist your own rights? It's not about our rights, because being a servant of God, if you call yourself a believer, if you already profess your faith on the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we are slave of God. Actually, we don't have our we no longer have rights on our own because we give already our rights to Jesus Christ because He is our master. So you do you still insist on your own rights? Are you a wise person? Remember this, church. This is about character. We're talking about character. Because God is much more interested in who you become. More than your doing. Okay? That's why there is this saying, it's about our being and not our doing. Because if our being is right, then definitely our doing will also be right. That's why the wisdom of God, it talks about character. It talks about our being. Second, to gentleness is open to reason. Open to reason means willing to listen. Teachable. Okay. So by the way, we are looking for growth group leaders or growth group facilitators. So we are looking for fat men and women. What do I mean by fat? Okay, F-A-T. Fat means, F means faithful. A means available. And the letter T is open to reason. Teachable. Willing to learn. So if you are fat, men and women, okay, faithful, available, and teachable. So I'm inviting you to join us every Monday. Tomorrow night I will be here. And if you want to learn more about the Word of God and how to lead a growth group, you are more than willing to join us here tomorrow at 8 p.m. So open to reason. One thing that I learned is that the more I pursue higher education in theology, the more I see that there's a lot of things that I still don't know. Before, my attitude is that I know everything until I meet all my professors and they showed me that I have still a lot of things to learn when it comes to theology. And it really humbles me. Remember last Sunday, we mentioned this. There's this syndrome that I know more than you syndrome. That's why James said, not many of you should become teachers. Because that is our tendency, that I know more than you. Mas marunong ako kaysa sa'yo. Ganyan tayo eh, arrogant. Diba? Mamaya makikita natin yan. That is our character. That is why as a believer, we should convert it to a good character. Virtues, not vices. Okay? We should be open to reason. Next is full of mercy. Mercy means kindness. Okay? In order for us to understand this, remember this. Grace, what does grace mean? Grace means you receive what you do not deserve. Okay? That is grace. Okay? You receive what you do not deserve. And what is mercy? You did not receive what you deserve. Because what we truly deserve is judgment. And yet God gave His mercy to us. He withholds His judgment, but rather He gives His grace and love for us. So the same is true. Our character should be full of mercy. We should show kindness. Instead of condemnation, we should give kindness to people. There is this saying, it is better to be kind than to be right. Meaning, this means that sometimes we need to let go of our rights and give kindness to people. Next on the list is good fruits. Good fruits means good deeds. And when it comes to good deeds, it involves sincerity and impartial. Sincere here means without pretense. So meaning our action comes from a pure motive, while impartial means not divisive. Remember, we should be peaceable. We should not be argument. We should not be quick-tempered person. So we're not divisive people. Dapat ganyan ang GCF New Valley. Okay? We should be impartial, not divisive. Now, if we have this character, we have the wisdom from God, what is the result in our life? The result is in verse 18. It says that there is a harvest of righteousness in our lives, which is sown in peace by those who make peace. The result, if we conform our life to the wisdom of God, the result is peace in our life. The result is righteousness. Righteousness means justice and fairness in everything. Sino ba naman na may ayaw niyan? Ganyan ang buhay natin. We will live in peace. Now, what does it mean for us today? One Bible dictionary defines wisdom, or the wisdom from God is this. Okay? It says here, sorry about that. Wisdom, okay? Wisdom involves both knowledge and the ability to make use of knowledge. That's wisdom, okay? Specialties. Wisdom means the ability to make use of knowledge, meaning action, okay? Wisdom assumes righteous behavior, kindness, faithfulness, and loyalty. So wisdom leads to proper conduct. So the wisdom that comes from God, or if you may, you may call it true wisdom, it should be reflected in our life, a life which is pleasing to God. Remember in chapter 1, James is encouraging us to ask for wisdom, especially in the context of suffering, trials, tribulations in life. He said, ask for wisdom. Because our God, He is a generous God, so definitely He will give us His wisdom. But our responsibility is to express that wisdom. We need to walk in that wisdom, because definitely God will give us His wisdom. And where can we find His wisdom? In the Word of God. Let's read the Word of God, and that is His wisdom. We need all we need to do is to obey the Word of God. By His good conduct, by His good works, we can reflect the wisdom of God. Therefore, what is the lesson? We must conform our lifestyle to the wisdom of God. Charles Swindoll, in his commentary, he said, "The life of a wise person changes toward the good, exhibiting ready obedience to God's word." By the way, one of the reasons, or one of my purposes why I am quoting, okay, keep on quoting here, authors upon authors, is that because I want you to see somehow good authors. So that when you go to a Christian bookstore, you know who are you going to pick up. Okay, whose author or what kind of books you are going to pick up. That's why even the cover of the book, I'm showing it to you. Okay, para pag nagpunta kayo sa Christian bookstores, alam nyo, dahil napakarami pong good authors, and then syempre meron din namang mga tiyatagat yung bad authors. So I'm showing to you, these are the good authors. That's why I am quoting from them. Okay? Now, the Word of God is God's wisdom. The means as to how we will acquire God's wisdom is through His Word. Take note, it says there, changed lives, ready to obey. Ready to obey. So are we ready to obey the Word of God? Last week, we talked about our tongue. We should reflect on our tongue. Equally important is our life. Our words and our works should go together. Kasi pag magkaiba po yan, hypocrite ang tawag doon. Kapag hanggang salita ka lang, wala doon sa gawa mo. Okay? So our words and our works should go together. Just as the teacher of the word must practice what he preached, so is true for all the believers. Our words and our works should conform to God's wisdom. Just this week, I am reflecting on the book of Ecclesiastes. And you know Ecclesiastes, when the author says, vanity of vanities, life is meaningless. Okay? That is the opening statement of the author of the Ecclesiastes. And one of the things that I am contemplating or reflecting about is, how's my life? How's my good deeds? How's my good works when as a husband to my wife? Am I really showing care to my children? Am I showing love and care to the flock of God that God has entrusted to me? Does the people around me really see the wisdom of God through my good deeds? And this week, actually, I got irritated because things don't go as planned. Okay? I am this kind of person that when you tweak my schedule, I am easily irritated, quick-tempered when it comes to my schedule, because for me, time is gold. As a pastor, as a family man, and also as a student. Okay, so when there's a change in my schedule, I am easily irritated. So somehow, the Word of God is reminding me, this is how I apply this. Okay, it's reminding me to express the wisdom of God through good works. So instead of getting irritated to people, I should express patience and understanding towards them. So what about you, my dear brothers and sisters? Remember Howard Hendricks, or some attributed this to Theodore Roosevelt or even John Maxwell when he said, people won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. In other words, through good works, how are they going to listen to you if you don't show the wisdom of God through your works? And also, I remember my professor in apologetics, he said, there's a link between what you believe and how you behave. Do you know that? There's a link between what you believe and how you behave. You only, your belief, it will be reflected through your behavior. Malalaman talaga kung ano yung pinapaniwalaan mo, the way you behave. So there's a link also between your private and public world, or your private life and your public life. Remember, it should go together, our words and our works. So the end result, again, if we are a wise person, we will live in peace, righteousness, life of justice, and fairness. So you want to become a wise person? Then you must conform your life to the wisdom of God. Express the wisdom of God through your good works. Now, one of my reflection in my subject, wisdom literature, is this. God is not calling me to be great. Did you know that? God is not calling you to be great. Because God is calling us, especially as a believer, God is calling us to be great when it comes to our obedience to Him. It's not about us being great, but we should become great when it comes to our obedience to Him. So we should conform our lifestyle to the wisdom of God. Now, on the other hand, so as we are going through, I want us to reflect on our life, okay? So are we wise based on what we read from the Word of God? Are we wise? Or, let's go on the other side. Here's the characteristics of a foolish person, okay? He said, but, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, James said, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Because where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practices. The word jealousy there, it means, the word jealousy, it can be positive or negative. Remember, God is a jealous God. Have you read that? God is a jealous God. So the positive meaning of jealousy is this. It's an intense interest in something. So meaning God is so passionate about His relationship with us, that is why He does not want us to have any other gods. So that is the positive side of jealousy. But we're talking about bitter jealousy. So this is a negative side of jealousy, because the word jealousy here, it means an intense negative feeling over another's achievement or success. So somehow, merong kahalong envy, may kahalong inggit. Okay? This is the exact opposite of meekness or humility. This is arrogance. Meaning you're not happy with the achievement of others because you want to be on top of them. Gusto mo kasi ikaw yun, hindi sila. That's jealousy, bitter jealousy, bitter feeling towards others. And next is selfish ambition. This is somehow connected with jealousy, because selfish ambition means a self-seeking pursuit by unfair means. Sa atin, sa Pinoy, meron tayo yan. Eh, tapakan mo na lahat, basta umakyat ka. Okay lang, natapakan mo na yung lahat. Yan yung selfish ambition. And the end result of this, when we are dealing with selfish ambition, we are being surrounded by this kind of people. Guess what? People with this kind of character, they are divisive kind of people. Yan yung end result niyan. So we need to reflect, are we divisive? Baka meron tayo niyan. Jealousy and selfish ambition. Not only jealousy and selfish ambition, let's look at the characteristics more of a foolish man. He said, boasting, false to the truth, earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Boast. To boast about something by downgrading something else. And the significance is that you exalt yourself over the other. You don't rejoice with their accomplishment, but rather you are just boasting your accomplishment with them. Second is false to the truth. False to the truth, here's what Charles Swindoll has said about this. He said, the unwise or the foolish, however, change their truth standard to match their beliefs and lifestyle. This is the reason why sometimes we can see change in our lives, because we change the standard of truth to match our lifestyle. And this is what we call the postmodern world. We are living in a postmodern world. I'm sure you hear this nowadays, that there is no absolute truth. Truth is relative. So they are now conforming, they're now tweaking the truth to comply to their lifestyle. And once we adhere to this lie, we are false to the truth. If we don't want to change, the tendency is that we will tweak the truth to conform it to our lifestyle. But remember, want to become wise? You must conform your lifestyle to the truth of God's word, to the wisdom that comes from the Lord. Third is earthly. Earthly, based on the original language, it pertains to worldly things. Meaning everything is measured by the world's standard and not God's standard. How do you measure success, my dear brothers and sisters? Do you measure it by God's standard or the world's standard? In the world's standard, it's all about the applause of men, all about the accolades that you receive. It's all about your accomplishment. It's all about personal gratification. That is earthly. But when it comes to the wisdom that comes from God, remember that success is being defined by your character. It's not about your competence. It's really about more of your character, your being, more than your doing. Again, as I am reflecting on the book of Ecclesiastes, nowadays, I am reflecting my priorities in life. What is really my priorities? Is it about the accolades or achievements in life? Why am I pursuing higher education? Is it to accumulate accolades, accomplishment? So really, one thing that I understand now, that everything is really in vain. Everything is meaningless. Everything is meaningless. It's just a chasing after the wind. Because if I don't understand why am I doing this, especially if I'm not doing it for the Lord, it's just earthly. Just temporary. It will not last throughout eternity. So what are you pursuing in life? Is it temporary or lasting throughout eternity? Because the next here is unspiritual, earthly things, almost the same as earthly. And then it was described by James as demonic. Lastly, he said demonic behavior. This means that the unwise, his philosophy, his deeds, his motives, it is as if he is an endorser of Satan. Yan yung sinasabi ni James. So if you have this bitter jealousy, selfish ambition, that's demonic. Para kang endorser ni Satan. Di ba? Parang ganun yung dating. So, I want us to really reflect on our life, because here's the end result of this. He said, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be, look at the result in the life of this foolish person, disorder and vile practices. The word disorder, unruliness, chaos. It's full of chaos in life, chaotic life. If you are wise, peaceful life. If you are foolish, chaotic life. Makikita sa buhay yan. So, I want us to reflect on our life right now. How's your life? Is it peaceful or chaotic? Are you wise or are you foolish? In conclusion, I just want us to picture this, okay? Imagine you are sitting in the center of a small art gallery. Just try to imagine this is an art gallery, okay? The brightly lit room is empty except for two contrasting portraits. There's just two portraits, okay? On one side hangs a portrait of an arrogant, worldly, devilish fellow on a dark backdrop that stirs emotion of anger and envy. There's this scraggly beard and mustache veil. His features, a large hat casting a shadow over his shifty eyes. He leaves chaos and destruction in his wake as he advances, unflinching toward the pursuit of his goals, driven by jealousy and ambition. And the caption on that painting, it says, "The unwise, painted by self." On the other hand, there's this painting. The man bears a gentle demeanor, his posture relaxed and expressed serene. His eyes are inviting, his hands appear ready for service. Behind him, people follow, eager to hear his words and mimic his actions. Children celebrate his arrival, delighted to see what gifts he might bring. Clearly respected, he shows no signs of pride, and his path are joy, peace, and prosperity. And below the portrait, it says, "The wise," and it was painted by the Spirit of God. Choose. Where can you identify yourself between these two portraits? In order for us to answer this, let's reflect on these questions. Okay, tonight, as you go home, or even this afternoon, I want us to reflect on these questions. Okay? Do you struggle with jealousy of others' success? Is your life motivated by personal pursuits at the cost of peace? Do disorder and pettiness mark your life? Do you pursue the things of the world rather than the things of God? Is your life characterized by gentleness and humility? Do people know you as a person of mercy, authenticity, and peace? Do you act the same way at home as you do at work or at church or in public? O iba lang, iba ka kapag ka Sunday, iba ka na kapag Monday. Do you build up others, rejoice at their success, and place the needs and interests of others ahead of your own? So after you reflect, after you answer that, okay, ikaw muna, okay? Sagutan mo muna lahat yan. Pagkatapos yan, tanungin mo ngayon yung asawa mo o yung parents mo kung ano yung isasagot nila sa'yo tungkol sa life mo. Hindi, huwag mo tanungin yung sagot nila sa sarili nila. How do they view you based on this question? Because you will know if you are wise or you are foolish. But remember, if we want to be wise, we must conform our life to the wisdom of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I just trust the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that He will make us understand these things, especially, Lord God, the characteristics that we see based on the wisdom of God. Help us, Lord God, to really be gentle, to be kind, Lord God, to really display the wisdom of God in our lives. Indeed, Lord, we cannot do this on our own because we need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Because in order for us to be able to do all of these things, we need to establish a relationship with God. And Lord, we understand that it is only through Jesus Christ. So Father, I pray for those people around here that they still don't have yet a relationship with you. I pray that may you realize, let them realize that the only way for them to have a relationship with you is through Jesus Christ. And for us, Lord God, who already profess our faith on the finished work of Christ, empower us with the Holy Spirit so that, Lord, we can live a life which is pleasing to you, walking in the wisdom of God. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen.